All these wajib parts of Salah we are going to list are divided into two categories, Rukn and Ghayra Rukn. The wajib Rukn parts of Salah are: first is Niyyah, intention. The Niyyah for Salah must be that it is only for Allah, Qurbatan illallah. One should also specify which prayer they are praying, i.e. Dhuhr or Isha, etc. It does not have to be expressed verbally. Second, Takbiratul Ihram. It is to say Allahu Akbar and must be recited in Arabic, and every letter of it must be pronounced in correct Arabic. Your body must be still. It is recommended to raise the hands parallel to the ears. It is called Takbiratul Ihram because some things become haram for you after this takbir until you finish the salah. For example, talking, laughing, turning away from Qibla, and etc. Next is Qiyam. The Rukn part of Qiyam is to stand still and not move the body during Takbiratul Ihram, and to stand still after Qira'ah when you do Takbir just before Ruku'. Then we have Ruku'. It is to bow to an extent that you can rest your fingers on your knees. Then we have Sujood. Seven parts of the body must touch the ground: the forehead, the two palms, two knees, and two thumb toes. The forehead must be on a tahir, natural surface that is not eaten or worn. For example, it can be on earth, grass, or turba that is natural, but not on clothes, carpet, a rug, vegetables that are eaten or worn. These are the wajib rukn and are the wajib parts of salah that cannot be missed. If you intentionally or unintentionally do a mistake in these rukn parts, then the prayer is void. The wajib ghayra rukn parts of salah are qira'ah. This is what is recited during qiyam, i.e. the two surahs or the four tasbihat. In the first two rak'ahs, it is wajib to recite surah al-fatiha and any other complete surah. In the third and fourth rak'ah, it is wajib to recite either surah al-fatiha or the four tasbihat. You cannot recite a surah that has an ayah with a wajib sajda. The dhikr of ruku' and sujood. Reciting Subhana Rabbi al-Azim wa bihamdi in ruku' and reciting Subhana Rabbi al-A'la wa bihamdi in both sajdas must be in Arabic and must be pronounced as accurately as possible. Tashahud. Wajib in the second rak'ah after sitting up from the second sajda. And if the salah is more than two rak'ahs, then it is wajib again in the last rak'ah. The taslim. Wajib after tashahud of the last rak'ah. You must be seated, be still, and not moving. The tartib, sequence. It means the order of salah must be maintained. Example, the niyyah, then takbiratul ihram, then qiyam, then qira'ah, then ruku', and etc. This order cannot be changed or disturbed intentionally. Then we have muwalat, continuity. It means the salah must flow. If a person intentionally stops for a while due to pausing too long, such that another person watching him or her might think they are no longer praying, then the prayer is void. So just to summarize, the wajib rukn are the wajib parts of salah that cannot be missed, even by mistake. If they are not done even unintentionally, the salah is void and must be repeated all over again. Ghayra rukn is also a wajib part of salah. If it is missed intentionally, the prayer is void. However, if it is missed unintentionally, the prayer is not broken and can be continued and fixed later by doing sajdat as-sahwu.